locusts strip your branches bare with lust in their hearts and thirst beyond compare. The window glass it breaks, the locks won't keep them out. They'll pass along the shadows or they'll fill your head with doubt. So give a sign of your contrition, step lightly on the ground. Lock up your sons and daughters, you dare not make a sound. Dim the lights and draw the drapes like no one is around. It's far too late for an escape. The whiskey outlaws are in town. They'll tear your beating heart out of your chest. Take a bite and leave the rest just to get a taste of every man, woman, and child. Set fire to your homes. They'll leave your town in ruins. Desolate, defeated, living envy the dead. So give a sign of your contrition. Step lightly on the ground. Lock up your sons and daughters. You dare not make a sound. Dim the lights and draw the drapes like no one is around. It's far too late for an escape. The whiskey outlaws are in town. Sit there and wait. Devil's spawn makes run for hell, kicking down the gate. Blood and guts and whiskey is there, intoxicate. So give a sign of your contentions and light me on the ground. Lock up your sons and daughters, you dare not make a sound. Dim the lights and draw the drapes like no one is around. It's far too late for an escape. The whiskey outlaws are in town. Outlaws are in town.
That's the Langers Ball, and they are performing live in our studios. They've come and visited us, and we're pre-recording this for the Folk Tree. I'm Karen Impala, and maybe you guys could just go down the line here and introduce yourselves. If you don't have a vocal mic, let somebody else introduce you.
I'm Danny McDermott, playing lead guitar.
I'm Michael Sturm. I'm singing and playing rhythm guitar. Behind me is Lamb Gams on drums.
I'm Hannah Rodisky. I'm playing accordion and penny whistle.
And Drew Miller on bass.
All right. And the band started as an acoustic duo of Michael and Hannah. You want to tell us a little bit about how this evolved into what it is today?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we started in 2007, just the two of us. We were playing in our neighborhood pub. And
that's in the Twin Cities?
That's in the Twin Cities, yeah, in St. Paul. And as we got into the studio and started recording things, we started just hearing more things in our heads and then started putting more things on the CDs. And eventually it just kind of came to the point where we didn't want to not hear those things when we played live.
All right. Do you still sometimes perform acoustically?
We do, yeah. We'll do stuff in the Twin Cities. We don't travel with that too often, although for the Iowa Irish Fest on Sunday, we're doing a pared-down three-piece, kind of a folk thing for brunch.
All right. And anybody who wants to can answer this. Do you want to just talk a little bit about how you got interested in this music, what your background is? I know, Drew, you've been with a band called Boiled and Lead.
Yep. One Celtic rock band was not enough for me.
Okay.
And I actually started working with Michael and Hannah by doing graphic design for a couple of the previous CDs. And I just said offhand, hey, if you ever need a bass player sometime, give me a call.
All right, and they did. All right.
Here we are.
And what's your background in music? I mean, what did you grow up listening to, that kind of thing?
Well, Boiled and Lead was my first band. Okay. So I heard some of the 70s folk rock bands, and that kind of ripped the top of my head straight off. And then punk rock happened, and so the Boiled and Lead thing was to take traditional Irish music and rock it out. And that's the world we live in, too.
All right. What about Hannah?
I grew up actually playing classical music. I played oboe in orchestra all through high school and picked up accordion because I needed another credit in college. and it just kind of happened.
It just seemed a logical thing to play on the accordion. And you have a digital accordion.
I do, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. It's made by Roland, and it doesn't feed back, so I can't really play an acoustic one with this band. So,
Okay. Well, good. All right, Michael.
I grew up playing folk music, and my family. I'm half Irish on my mom's side. My grandfather taught Irish studies, so Irish music was always just kind of around, but it wasn't really my thing. And then. You know, punk rock came around, and I discovered the Pogues, and you know, that did it for me.
Okay.
That brought everything I grew up with back to what I was listening to, and just kind of changed everything.
All right, Danny.
I've been playing guitar since I was about 13 years old. Started off just like I liked blues music a lot, and I thought, hey, that sounds simple. I could do that. And then I tried playing. I'm like, wow, that's not simple. And so that was kind of cool. I'd like that started like at that age, and from early on, my brother Jeff's a drummer. And we play in the garage all the time, and we just hammer out different songs. And I'm Irish. You know, I come from an Irish family. I've always listened to the traditional Irish music. And then somewhere in college or something, I discovered Black 47. I'm like, oh, it can be rock and Irish at the same time. And I'm in this band because Michael and Hannah were looking for a guitar player, and they knew me from a previous...
He had the stuff.
Knew me from a previous band that I had with my brother that they'd come and seen.
And our poor drummer doesn't have a vocal mic, so we
probably better.
All right, well, let's hear some more music.
Jug. Check tunings real quick.
He mourners all as you pass by.
Come in and drink if you are dry.
Just spend your money, think not amiss. And pop your nose in a jug of this.
You tipple us all and you patter around. You're welcome all for to sit down. Just call your drinks and they not amiss. So spend your life in a jug of this. With an old grape beer
frisky and I think it's out of sight. That's the drink I'm drinking almost every night. I may wake up with some body aches and wound up bubble tight. Then I go for the hair of the dog and the thing that suits me right is some cork dried gin with some tonic and a lime. Cork dried gin, it's martini time. I said cork dried gin. No, I'll be feeling fine with some cork dried gin. Oh, the side is a little lighter. Well, it's nice and sweet and dry. Oh, an amber or a golden brown, the apple of my eye. Sometimes I get bored of it, well, I must diversify. So I look to the bartender and you'll hear me cry, give me some cork dried gin with some tonic and a lime. Cork dried gin, it's martini time. I said cork dried gin. No, I'll be feeling fine with some cork dried gin. Uncork it now, come on. Just want cork dried gin with some tonic and a lime. Cork dried gin, oh, it's martini time. I said cork dried gin. I'll be feeling fine with some cork dried gin. And I'm a hoarder of the porter. I'll drink it by the score. And if I ever drop me in a lake of it, well, I'd never go for sure. But sometimes after pints and pints and pints and pints galore, but I wish to Christ and God above that someone would just pour me some cork dried gin with some tonic and a lime. Cork dried gin, it's martini time. I said cork dried gin. No, oh, I'll be feeling fine with some cork dried gin with some tonic and a lime. Cork dried gin, it's martini time. I said cork dried gin. No, oh, I'll be feeling fine with some cork dry cork, dry cork, dry gin.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in
studio. I'm Karen Impala, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio, adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, oh, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God's gonna cut you down. Sooner or later, God's gonna cut you down. So tell that long-tongued liar, tell the midnight rider, tell the rambler, tell the gambler, tell the backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Now goodness gracious, haven't told you the news. My hand's been wet with a midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, or talking to the man from Galilee. Spoke to me in a voice so sweet. Thought I heard the shuffle of the angel's feet. He called my name. My heart stood still when he said, you'll go do my will. Tell that long-tongued liar, tell the midnight rider, tell the rambler, tell the gambler, tell the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. We'll be right back.
God's gonna cut you down. Sooner or later, God's gonna cut you down.
That's the Langer's Ball performing live in Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Now, if you're just joining us, listening to this on the radio, these guys are a Celtic band, but that wasn't exactly a Celtic song. You want to tell us about the project
Karen?
Part of?
Absolutely, we're really excited. We're gonna be involved in a couple different compilation albums this year. One of which is a Celtic rock tribute to Johnny Cash.
All right.
It's called the Black Shamrock, and it's a huge lineup. There's I think close to 20 bands.
Uh-huh.
I think it's got to be a double disc by the time it comes out. And there's bands from all around the country and a few from all around the world. I think he's got an Australian band and an English band.
Okay.
And
who's heading up the making?
It's a podcast called Grinning Beggar, and they actually just merged with another podcast called Paddy Rock. And a lot of the Celtic rock scene, a lot of the places that we get played is internet radio. So they've been great supporters of us from the start, and we're just thrilled to be a part of the project. So
right.
So that's a song off of the Johnny Cash American Records. Towards the end of his life.
All right.
It's an old traditional tune. So.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned another compilation that you're part of?
Yeah, there's another compilation that we're part of with another podcast, and that's a tribute to the band called Horse Lips, which is
I remember them.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're kind of the first, and so they were a big influence on all my influences. And so as I backtracked and got to be part of that one, I dug deep into their catalog, and so we did a song called Sword of Light, and that I don't know when that one's coming out. Hopefully soon.
All right. Now, if you want to find out about these guys, their website is thelangersball.com. And Langers is Langers, in case you were wondering. Langers Ball has several albums out. As we mentioned before, you started out as an acoustic duo, so there's a few CDs out with just Hannah and Michael, and then a few CDs so far with full band, right?
Yeah, that's right. We did a live CD a few years back when we had just kind of tried to pull together a full band. And Lamb was our original drummer for that band, and he's back with us now.
Okay.
But then this is the Devil of the Barrel, which is the one that you've got. That's I think the next song we're going to play is off of that. But that's our full band, you know, full effort in the studio It's been great. It's been
all
fun.
Right. So what are we going to hear then?
This next song is a traditional Irish tune. We'll give you one. This one's called Johnny, You're a Roving Blade.
St. Peter in the
This is one that we like to end our sets with. This is the title track off our very first CD, and we also played it on our live CD because that show had an ending, and so it's one that we wanted to bring here. Though this is a tune called "As I Roved Out." 2, 3, go.
On a May morning, right early, I met my love upon the way. Oh Lord, she was pretty. I sang diddly 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 diddly, my darling. Her boots were black, her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a soft and roving eye, and a hearing tip her shoulder. She sang diddly 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 diddly, my darling. Oh, what age are you, my funny wee lass? What age are you, my honey? She answered me right modestly, only 17 on Sunday. She sang diddle diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee, my darling. Go! Oh, where do you live, my bonnie wee lass? Where do you live, my honey? I live in a house on the top of the hill, and I live there with my mammy. She sang diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee, my darling. Well, if I went to the house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly, would you arise and let me in, your mother not to hear me? She sang diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee, my darling. So I went to the house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. Oh, she arose, she let me in, and her mother, she did hear me. And I sang diddle dee diddle dee. But of a hazel twig, she was a well-be daughter. But I sang diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee, my darling. Oh, would you marry me now, my soldier boy? Would you marry me now or never? Would you marry me now, my soldier lad? You see, I'm done forever. But I sang diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee, my darling. Oh, I can't marry you, my bunny wee lass. Can't marry you now. Never, for I have got a wife at home. Oh, how did I forget her? I sang diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee diddle dee, my darling. Go! And day, night, and night is my delight. A gallon in the morning. The old women are my heartbreak, the young ones are my darlings. But I sing diddle dee, diddle dee, diddle dee, diddle dee, my darling. Go, go, go! Hey, hey! Hey, hey!
I'm Bob Dorr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Yeah, here's a song. This next one we did. It's another original tune. It's on our Devil of the Barrel album, and we did a music video to this one as well, which was a lot of fun. Danny, our lead guitar player, also was the director, so there was a lot of back and forth behind the camera for him. But it's fun. You can see it on YouTube. This is called the Whiskey Chaser.
Yeah!
to chase salvation, but I just ended up in church. Chasing fame and fortune, I got caught up by the fuzz. Now I'm chasing whiskey and I always catch my buzz. Hey, hey! Oh, I am the whiskey chaser, I never get enough. I keep on drinking all that rare old stuff. When the bottle's empty, you're each for one more. I am the whiskey chaser till I pass out on the floor. When I got lit in New York City and Boston and PA, I hit the Bronx and Hell's Kitchen, all the pubs along the way. When I'm drinking down in Jersey, I'll head back to the Midwest. Chicago keeps calling where the whiskey tastes the best. Now I'm headed out on the road across the USA. I'm drinking now in this old town, but I'd be on my way. There's lots of other boozers and lots of places yet to see, but I won't come back from here. So your next delivery, cause I used to chase the women. They left me in a lurch. Then I chased salvation, but I just ended up in church. Chasing fame and fortune, I got caught up by the fuzz. But now I'm chasing whiskey and I always catch my buzz. Hey, hey, oh, I am chaser, I never get enough. I keep on drinking all that railroad stuff. When the bottle's empty, you're east for one more. I am the whiskey chaser till I pass out on the floor. Till I am the whiskey chaser and I never get enough. I keep on drinking all that railroad stuff. When the bottle's empty, you're east for one more. I am the whiskey chaser till I pass out on the floor. I said I am the whiskey chaser till I pass out on the floor.
That's the Langer's Ball performing in Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. And if you want to find out more about them, you can find them at thelangersball.com. We're recording this as they're in town to play at Iowa Irish Festival. By the time you hear this, their part of the festival will be over. But look for them around other places, thelangersball.com. Something I always wonder with, multi-piece bands is, how do you approach group decision making? Is somebody in charge?
Peacefully, blissfully, and happily every time. I'm a tyrannical dictator.
Oh, okay.
That's not true either. We all come from really wide a variety of backgrounds, so that was done intentionally. And so we have a great depth and breadth of different types of music. So everybody has different ideas. Sometimes they get pitched out right away. Sometimes they get stuck in. Sometimes all of them get stuck in, and then we do something really weird, and it's fun. There's not one way it gets done. Okay. It just happens. Yeah.
Does everybody bring songs to the band or?
With the traditional, we do a few cover songs, about half traditional, and at this point about half original material. I write the songs, the original material, but I write the songs as a folk song. You know, it's me and my guitar, and sometimes me and Hannah and my guitar, and then we bring it to the band, and things change and evolve. For traditional music, people bring in ideas, different things. So we like anybody, we're standing on the shoulders of giants, so we're always picking from other people and saying, you know, we should do this thing from The Who, and we should do this thing from the Pogues, and do this thing from different people, but it's very much a collaborative effort. But I tend to write the songs.
Jugger, this that we did earlier came from a collection on Topic Records of English drinking songs. I forget who exactly sung it, but that's an oldie, uh-huh. But oldie but a goodie.
Okay. And anybody can answer this who wants to, but is there, now that you've been at this for a number of years, is there anything you wish you had known when you started out as a musician or as a performer?
Wish I would have known they were putting this band together in the first place.
Danny was our second guitar player to come in, and so.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I think the music is the easiest part of being in a band. So that's,
yeah. What's the hardest part?
I think just dealing with personalities and yeah.
What did he say?
It's like being in a relationship with four other people, right? And then you've got everybody's different relationships and how they all interact. So
schedules.
Yeah,
the hour on stage is really the fun part. It's the other 23 hours of the day that are challenging.
That's what they pay you for, right? Is the other all these?
Do we pay you?
But when you perform, you play for free. This is what I've heard people say. But they pay you for driving and setting up and all that.
Yeah, pretty
stuff.
Much. Pretty much. It's the worst hourly wage you can get. I guess I wish I would have known that.
So what shall we hear next? A couple more songs, I guess.
Sure. This one's another original song, and it's another drinking song because they tell you to write what you know. So here we go.
Bartender, pour me another. I'm gonna go talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink and drink another so I can talk with Mackie's daughter. She sits alone, a silent beauty, an open sea right by her side. If we could talk for just 1 minute, then I might take her for a ride. 2, 3, 4, bartender, pour me another. Gonna go talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink and drink another so I can talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink. Drink a drink, drink another, drink, drink, drink another. Oh, she's got cheeks of ruby roses, eyes as deep blue as the sea, or sparkling, shimmering, shining diamonds, but I hope that she'd come home with me. 2, 3, 4, bartender, pour me another. Gonna go talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink and drink another so I can talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink, drink another, drink a drink. Drink another, drink a drink, drink another, drink, drink, drink another. Here we go. And Mackie is known for his mighty right hook, but his left hit me just as hard. Take my chances with old Maggie that I might take her up the yard. 2, 3, 4, bartender, pour me another. Gonna go talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink and drink another so I can talk with Mackie's daughter. Drink a drink, drink another, drink a drink, drink another, drink a drink, drink another, drink, drink, drink another. It's time to talk.
This is a silly little song I wrote called Whiskey from the Still.
On the accordion is Hannah. Oh, she likes her coffee. Straight black or dressed to kill. But me, I like my whiskey. Oh, straight from the still. Who like whiskey? Come drink it with me. Now grind it up there. On the bass is Drew. He likes his red wine. It seems he'd never get his fill. But me, I'm drinking whiskey. From the still, a little whiskey in the morning, whiskey at the 3. To all those who like whiskey, come drink it. it with me. Stop that break! Lead guitarist Danny, he likes Pepsi Cola. Oh, those bubbles, they give him a thrill. For me, I like my whiskey. Whoa, straight from the still. A little whiskey in the morning. Whiskey after three. To all those who like whiskey, come drink it with me. Make it pop! Drums is Lamb, and he likes yak bombs. But I mean, that's just a swill. So I'll sit here and drink my whiskey. Whoa, straight from the still. A little whiskey.